WPTF, Lisa Price in the morning.
And that is my welcome to TJ Miller.
It's better as Lisa Price. It's better as Lisa Price in the morning.
I like that. That is perfect. I think it should be that way. TJ Miller,
thank you for joining us. Thank you. Thank you for having me. My goodness.
So you're going to be at the Raleigh Improv this weekend, the 14th and the 15th, I believe.
It has to be done.
Well,
it must be done. I'm so excited. Yeah. And it's the Raleigh Improv, but it's in Cary. So if you're in Durham, you can come through. If you're in Raleigh, you're already there.
Yes.
And if you live in Cary, then that's a shame. It's okay. You're doing fine.
I want to talk about you, TJ.
That's what makes Lisa Price in the morning the best show.
I swear, I'm going to hire you for this. Okay. So smooth like fire, hip like Lincoln. Talk to me about this. It's your stand-up. This is an amazing name.
Yeah, that was the slogan that I had in high school. How weird is that? There was no reason anybody needed to have a slogan. I guess I'm me. So I sort of in high school, I think the beginning of high school, like freshman, sophomore year, I sort of said, TJ Miller, smooth like fire, hip like Lincoln. And I don't think anybody cared or wanted to hear a slogan about TJ Miller, but I just was walking around doing that and just thought it was the funniest thing.
Oh my gosh.
And so that's kind of what it is like. I mean, that's sort of me, smooth like fire, hip like Lincoln.
Well, golly, I think Lincoln's pretty hip, so I must really like
so
you then.
I'm happy about that. I agree, but he's a very specific type of hip.
Yes,
like
he is.
Hip to civil rights.
Exactly. And I'm down with that, too.
Was.
You also just released a new stand-up comedy album, Smooth Peanut Butter, which, by the way, is my favorite kind of peanut butter as well.
Uh-oh, now
just
we're
going
to start talking because it's ironic. Okay, here we go.
What's the album about?
I have a line in the album where I say, people who only eat smooth peanut butter, I don't think they're ready for the challenges they're going to face in life. And it's a funny joke for sure, but it's sort of it's the bigger theme of the entire album.
Yeah.
And I only eat crunchy peanut butter. I don't eat any smooth peanut butter. So I eat crunchy peanut butter. And with the crunchy peanut butter, I love it so much, I started making my own peanut butter.
Oh, nice. Okay, see, look at the talents that you have discovered in your stand-up comedy. Wow.
I mean, it's true. So I have four reels on my website. TJ Miller does not have a website.com,
That's the other fantastic name. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and I sell all of my peanut butter. I've got dark chocolate coconut. That one's for the ladies.
Yeah,
Lisa,
right?
And then cherry chocolate with real dry cherries, chocolate, milk chocolate, and honey roasted peanuts.
Oh, my.
And then my favorite is Toffee Crispy with toffee, milk chocolate, and Rice Krispies.
Oh, you just hit on like my favorite things. That's like a Heath bar with Rice Krispies.
That's exactly right. It's like Nestle Crunch meets a Heath bar. No, I'm here. I am here for that.
And I'm
going to send you some.
Thank you.
To send you some. I'm making a note right to send some.
Send Lisa Price peanut butter. Okay, so
I really. What is Lisa Price's address in the morning?
That's awesome, TJ. And I loved you in Silicon Valley. You were amazing in that show.
I appreciate it. No, it's such a great show. It's such a funny show.
It really is.
It's like one of the all-time funniest shows. And that's because all of the people on the show were the funniest.
Right.
That was truly a collection of the funniest people, I'd ever been around.
Certainly. Oh, my gosh. And they've gone on, just like you, to do so many other things.
I know. It's nice, right?
Right.
I mean, I found it to be, it was really Mike Judge, the original creators, Altshuler and Krinsky. Mm-hmm. And then, but it was really Mike Judge who created it and was the everything around it. He was the one who was the funniest person, anyone could ever believe.
Yes.
But it came together really well. And all those people are funny. Kumail Nanjiani, Thomas Middleditch, Martin Starr is so funny. Zach Ward is so funny.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was really lucky. And I feel like I became a better comedian by being around those guys, for sure.
Well, I bet. And, the thing is, you've also done, you have been, let's see, a reindeer. Yes, you played a reindeer.
Mm-hmm.
And Prancer.
Yeah, that's right. Prancer, Ice Age. An Ice Age, a Christmas special.
Which I bet will be coming around quite frequently in the next few weeks. So, yeah.
Right around now, yeah.
Right around now.
Office Christmas party.
Exactly.